steel doors? New riot squad. Portland, Oregon. They're preparing for a fiery election season. We're going to have some protesting. Are we going to have mostly peaceful protesting? Well, we all know what that means. Probably. Let's get into it. Here we go. We're going to go back in time and we're going to watch some video from Andy Ngo. I'm a huge Andy Ngo fan. Guy took a milkshake to the head. He just got bludgeoned. He got just hammered. That guy's lucky to be alive. Let's watch some Andy Ngo video here. These were the mostly peaceful protests and the way that protesters were treating police at the time. So let's watch this footage. I've got a couple of quick videos for you here. These are police officers ending a shift and walking to their cars and going home. How would you like to face this every single day in Portland? Have just these lunatics screaming obscenities at you. Ah, another day, another dollar. Ah, yeah, just let it bounce right off. No, you're going to hear some of this stuff and it's just going to, yeah. Unhinged. That's what these rioters are. Calling them anything else is an absolute lie. These were rioters. This was extremely violent. I'll get into it. So, city leadership let that happen. Here we go.
Hey, fuck you! Hey, fuck you!
You fucking pussy!
That's a war zone. That's a straight up war zone. Somebody sent this to me that was a police officer many, many, many years in Portland and said, hey, you know, here's a couple of clips in case you forgot what it was like. Just absolute violence. And Portland figures that they're going to have that again. So let's watch this video. This is a good one. This is Blair Bass down from KGW News. She always has good reports.
Closely, you can still see scars in the form of plywood on government buildings left over from Portland protests 4 years ago.
Just how out of control it was. The whole city is going down.
It kind of squashed any sort of folks wanting to come downtown. So it was not good.
Nobody anywhere in this country saw what Portland saw in 2020.
As an election season nears, the city and police bureau are preparing for the potential of more violence.
I hope that we don't ever see what we saw in 2020 again, but we need to have the tools and the people ready to navigate what may come.
Part of those tools, Aaron Schmautz with the Portland Police Association says, is creating a new team trained to respond to violent protests.
It's important that we have a structure in place.
If they do their job, it's a great thing, you know, to help keep everybody safe.
The Bureau will be looking for 40 existing officers to volunteer. They'll do extra crowd control training and get a 6% pay raise each time they respond to a protest, costing the Bureau an additional $300.
You're going to volunteer for this nonsense here? Look at your screen. You want to deal with that? I don't think so, right? I mean, no. No.
$180,000 per year.
The pay piece of it is just the start. the next piece of the conversation is politically, how do we make sure that our officers have clear direction from our government?
Direction that was missing 4 years ago when a Portland police officer was indicted on a fourth-degree misdemeanor assault charge after hitting a photographer in the head with his baton during a 2020 protest. That charge was dismissed and he publicly apologized. This is Juan Chavez with the Oregon Justice Resource Center.
Juan. Coming out of 2020, several things happened. A lot of people were hurt and needed compensation, so they sued, and the city has now paid out over $1 million to protesters that they injured in that time. The Department of Justice got involved and ordered that the city do audits.
That audit found the Bureau needed more training and a designated crowd control unit, among other things.
More training is better training, I think, in a lot of people's eyes.
Like de-escalation techniques and finding alternative use of force.
The use of sticks or the use of batons or just the physical fighting between officers and the public, that is the last thing that we want.
Unless there's actual accountability measures that are built into this, if the officers who are involved in the 2020 protests do not volunteer or get involved in this, I don't see how this turns out anymore.
City Council is set to vote on this Wednesday as the community braces for what could come in the months ahead.
I would expect there's protests on both sides. It's like there's a lot think about. And this election season will be very interesting.
My hope is that we go through this election season and we have healthy, robust conversations about our political differences. And we do that without the police even being present. That would be a healthy city.
You do it without poop bags being thrown at cops. You do it without frozen water bottles being thrown at cops, without bags of urine being thrown at cops, without lasers being pointed into cops' eyes. Yeah. Flash bombs going off. Yeah. You do it peacefully on the sidewalk with your little stick going, whatever. Right? So one of the things from this story is the reason... The reason that Portland no longer has a rapid response team is because all 51 of them quit after that one cop was shown pushing and then whacking the stinky protester with his baton. The entire rapid response team quit just in protest over one of their own, basically for doing their job. Now, the incident, I know that police officer, he apologized, and let's go with this. That police officer apologized. When I went down there, I knowingly put myself and my son Brennan in a position where shenanigans were happening. You just knew it. You knew these crazy nut jobs were going to just... They're going to try and beat on the federal building because that's what they do. And it's just this whole situation that's wildly out of control. Mayor Ted let it happen, wildly out of control. At one point in time, a group of these soccer moms show up. I've got video footage of it. Just they're all dressed in white. And you're like, what are you? I mean, they were showing solidarity with the protesters, right? With the stinky protesters. And again, they're stinky because they don't take showers. They don't bathe. I don't know what it is about that. It's just my natural organic scent. It smells so good. It's like, take a bath, take a shower, do whatever. I'll hose you down, get out the fire hose. But when you're in these situations, and I explained to my son, Brennan, hey, if things really go sideways and we're in this escalated event, go all the way to the back. Just get all the way to the back. Because we were prepared for, I'd watched enough video to know, hey, cop comes running at you. They don't know who you are. They just know that you're not a cop and you're probably involved. And they may take a poke at you because this is war. It's literally war. So somebody gets mowed over by a big cop because it's literally a wartime situation going on. I'm sorry. You just got to be prepared for that. Even if I am not a protester, if I'm just some, middle-aged man with his 22-year-old kid, taking some footage because he wants to get the views on YouTube. You got to know that if a cop comes at you, that's fair game. It's fair game because it is literally a wartime scenario with, fireworks going off and gas, whatever. There was tear gas let go at the day I was there. And so, of course, my son, he followed instructions and he ran to the back. I went kind of more lateral forward because that's where the good footage was. And it was quite an event. But knowing that if a cop came up to you, you know, whatever happens, happens. Because oftentimes these protesters, they are trespassing, number one, destruction of property, all kinds of just shenanigans going on. And so when a cop takes a run at you, well, you know what? That might happen. But in Portland, they paid out over $1 million for ridiculousness like that. And now, as a result, Portland is preparing, and that's what today's podcast is on. Portland is trying to get the band back together. They're trying to get the rapid response team back together. And good luck doing that. Because what sane person, you're number one, you're a cop in Portland already. You've already got enough liability, right? City may or may not have your back. Who knows? You got a bunch of whacked out homeless people on drugs. Yeah, it's not enough of a roll of the dice. Well, let's put you on the rapid response team. We'll just see how this works out. So they're saying they're looking for 40 of those officers. Now they had 51 that all quit when that one officer was brought up on charges for doing his job during a riot, right? And then you've got these other losers in Portland. Well, if they just do their job, they were doing their job there, Sparkles. They were doing their job. So let them do their job and they'll bring this under control. But that was part of the problem is Mayor Ted was down there, you know, with his arm around the protesters. And it was just this big, huge circle jerk. And, you know, it's just craziness. So, of course, I took my kid to that. You know, why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you? Yeah, those are some of the good memories I have because Brennan's no longer with us. So, all right, let's get into this one. Portland building barricade around federal courthouse to protect against riots. And that is the building that we were at. It was literally the federal courthouse. And it had a new fence put up when I was there. And they demolished it in the first 2 hours. I had a live stream going down in Portland, and I cut the live stream off because it was, you could just tell that the folks around us, it was just loaded with Antifa. And a big group of Antifa folks, there weren't enough just normal people. And I didn't want to put my kid in any more danger than I actually needed to, even though he's physically capable of handling himself. Could you imagine that one? My son gets, you know, mauled at a protest. Yeah, we just thought it was some good quality father-son time. And it was, but it was also dangerous and it was very, very violent, as protests are. These are not peaceful. You know, that whole peaceful narrative, absolute nonsense. Portland is building stainless steel barricades and forming a new crowd control police unit to protect against violent political protests ahead of the 2024 presidential election. The city is almost finished building 7 large hinged barricades that can drop down in front of the Marco Hatfield U.S. Courthouse West entrance, according to the Portland Tribune. The site faced large protests and sometimes violent riots for months following the death of Fentanyl Floyd in May 2020. These measures are a first step toward hardening facilities and can be implemented relatively quickly when compared with more significant measures to redesign and renovate entrances, perimeter spaces, and interior public spaces, which will take more funding and longer to complete. All right, so what are they talking about? Let's take a look. I think, here we go. All right, this is what we're looking at. So these are the stone columns, the concrete columns, supporting that exterior kind of walkway, covered walkway area. And there are doorways back over here in this section here. Let's give you a little yellow button. There we go. There's my yellow button. So there's a doorway here. Do you remember? Maybe you remember there was a doorway that was opened up by one of the protesters, a big dude, and he had a hammer. He had like a construction hammer. And he was just going to pop whomever came out. And that didn't happen. But the federal agent that came out, they de-armed him and then just took him down. But so this is that area. So what you've got going on is they are securing the exterior with these drop-down hinged stainless steel barricades and basically creating an extra force area in between the exterior entrance of the building and the sidewalk, because then this is all sidewalk. And when I was there, the sidewalk was about here in the corner. There was a big, I don't know, eight or 10 foot steel fence around this whole thing. It was brand new that weekend. And they demolished it like that. Just, you know, it takes however long to build something, and then a couple of minutes to tear it down. You know, a bunch of adults tearing down a barricade in front of a federal building. They should just be ashamed of themselves. They should just get a tattoo that says loser on their forehead, because that's what they are. Portland's months-long Fentanyl Floyd protests became national news when rioters began shooting projectiles, including rocks, ball bearings, and industrial-grade fireworks at the building, causing $1.6 million in damages, Axios reported. The sighting was, they had up the fire retardant sighting, because otherwise it would catch on fire with the fireworks they were aiming at this federal building. In what world does that happen? Trump should have sent in. At the time, I said Trump shouldn't send in the feds. Now I believe National Guard, absolutely. Let's just see what happens. It would take about 1 minute for the National Guards to round up, do their thing, and get the stinky protesters out of there, right? I mean, it'd just be no match. It was like when I was in Seattle and I was watching them take down CHOP at the end of CHOP on July 1st, I think it was, 2020. It did not take long for whatever it was, 160 Seattle uniformed police officers to just march through. Yeah, you're under arrest. You got to get out of here. You're gone. Your tent's gone. Out you go. Out you go. I mean, it happened like that. So if the political will is there, it happens. If it's not, and that's what the representative of the police agency was saying, is that, you know, it's one thing to build, you know, the stainless steel barricade on the exterior. It's another thing to put together the rapid response team. And they've got a new name for that. I'm not going to learn it because I don't care. Put back the RR, rapid response team. But they're having a hard time filling positions on that rapid response team, is my understanding. Of the 40 positions they need, it's my understanding that they had 4 people apply. And, you know, why would people apply? All right. Yeah, that sounds like a good, I mean, the money, 6% increase, then you have that offset by the fact that you could lose your life during one of these mostly peaceful protests that your mayor, Mayor Ted, does not have your back on, because he's down there glad handling the stinky protesters. Following the 2020 protests, Portland Police Bureau, previous crowd control team, and the city faced lawsuits, with some community members even receiving settlements after their homes were caught in clouds of tear gas. One of the complaints in Seattle, in CHOP, one female said that her monthly cycle had been interrupted because of so much tear gas that her physical composition had been altered. I don't know if that was true, but there's a lot of tear gas because, you know what? There's a lot of shenanigans. Shenanigans for days, right? And in Portland, it was even longer than that. It wasn't just, you know, a few weeks. It was months and months. The new barricades resemble airplane hangar doors with shielded screens on top. The project was estimated to cost $4.5 million and also includes renovations to the building's entryways, the Portland Tribune reported. What's interesting is they always go after the federal building, right? Just say, I got to take down the federal building. It's, you know, filled with feds and they're terrible. And do you remember the news stories? And I literally went the weekend. My son and I went down the weekend to Portland, Joe from Seattle, the weekend that Trump was threatening to send in the National Guard, because the big news story was that these vans were rolling in and they were scooping up the protesters and they were taking them to locations unknown. And, you know, people were just being abducted. We didn't know what was happening. We just, you know, no clue. And it was just so overboard. What was happening is that there was surveillance up top, you know, higher levels, cameras looking down on all of this ridiculous shenanigans going on in the sidewalk in front of the federal building. And they were apprehending people. You know, feds were apprehending people smashing on their building. Huh. Is that out of line? No. It's not. So that's the kind of ridiculousness you had. But the mainstream media painted it as, oh, the feds are overstepping their boundaries. You know, where are they taking these people? What are they doing with these people? Are they taking them off site? What's happening? Are they being tortured? Are they being interrogated? Now, they're being questioned for breaking the law. Huh. And you know what? That's kind of exactly what law enforcement does. Interesting. Weird. But anyway, off topic there, right? Additionally, the Portland City Council on Wednesday approved creating a new Portland Police Bureau crowd control team unit. Team members who would respond to protests and other public order events will receive a 6% pay raise, which will cost an additional $380,000 annually. Now, another one of the items that's within this whole deal of Portland trying to protect itself is Portland does not have the relationships, the mutual relationships with other law enforcement in the area. Usually what happens is you team up with, you know, sheriff's office or police from an adjoining city to, in case you have a big issue, you can rely on them. Hey, can you send over some guys and gals? Because we need backup here. We've got this big thing going on. But Portland's leadership burns so many bridges that nobody wants to help out Portland if things get tough. So Portland is now doesn't have a rapid response team. They're trying to hunker down and cover up the physical buildings, but they also don't have relationships with adjoining law enforcement in case the you-know-what really hits the fan. So that's what some of these preparations are for, because we think the shenanigans are going to happen come election season. And I would say there's a high probability that happens, because in 2016, in 2020, we had shenanigans. And why wouldn't we have them again? I think all of the stinky protesters will move from Atlanta off that one guy's property we just talked about, and they'll come to Portland. Why wouldn't they? Ah, there's a chance Trump might win. Orange man, bad. Let's protest. Let's protest. Stinky, stinky protesters. I do not like the protesters. The new unit replaces the former rapid response team, whose approximately 50 members resigned in June of 2021 after one of its officers was charged with assault over accusations that he struck a protester's head with his baton in August of 2020. Mayor Ted Wheeler said creating a new public order team within Portland Police Bureau is a must-have for Portland heading into the election season. Well, Mayor Ted, I would say yes, it is, but I would say more importantly, it is required, because you let things get so out of control in the summer of love. You thought it was just going to be the greatest thing ever, along with Jenny Durkin, our mayor at the time here in Seattle. It's going to be the summer of love. Till two black kids got murdered, and then the stinky protesters went on a rampage for 100 and however many days. I was asking another man in blue how many days that was, and we couldn't, is it like 150, something like that? I mean, it's insane if you think about it, because that meant that Mayor Ted was basically complicit in these protesters just going out and having the purge night after night after night after night. So when I was there with my son, I asked the person at the front desk of the hotel we were staying at. It was like five blocks away from where the purge was happening. And they were able to give me very detailed instructions on, go up this street and you hang a lefty there and you walk right into it. It happens every night. Yeah, around nightfall. At that time, it was summer. You know, it gets dark around 9 o'clock, and by 9:30, 10 o'clock, yeah, that's when, you know, stuff was starting to really go on. And I shot one live stream and I shut it down after 15 minutes, because when you're doing a live stream with the camera, you can't focus on what's going on around you. And I realized there were some bad hombres there. And it was one of those scenes where you're like, these people are going to pop off and I need to be able to have head on a swivel. So I actually filmed all that ridiculousness and put up a video, which got demonetized by you-know-who, because something about tear gas. They don't like tear gas. They don't want people talking about tear gas. Don't want people talking about, it's not that bad. It's a violent situation. I don't know. You know what I mean? It was like just reporting the news that's going on in a major metropolitan city in downtown in Oregon. That's what I'm doing. We don't have anything crazy here, but that is what's happening. So will Portland be an utter, you know what show again? High probability. If I were a betting man, I'd say odds are greater than 50-50. You'll have some kind of protest. I guess that what it comes down to is who is ahead in the polls going into it? Because if there's a high probability that things go Orange Man bad way, his direction, there will be some protesting happening. That will happen for sure. Because they will not be pleased. They will not be pleased. Deportations are going to happen just left and right. The craziness will ensue, right? Or the sanity, depending on your point of view. So I think Portland, it could be in play. Seattle will be in play as well. We'll have the dirty, stinky protesters come out, you know, take to the streets, F the police, no justice, no peace. You know, that ridiculousness again, you know, they'll probably have to come up with some new chants because they got to, you know, you can't use the recycled ones all the time. No pay, no stay. That's the good protest that came out of the Jimmy protest that I covered in Bellevue here a couple of weekends ago. No pay, no stay. Doesn't get any more simple than that, does it? Not as catchy as take to the streets, F the police, no justice, no peace, but effective nonetheless. Plus, that other one is just so wrong. So who are you going to call when something bad happens to you when you're saying, you know, F the police? Yeah, that's tricky, right? So Portland, yeah, it's on alert. Got stuff going on. All right, that's it for me on this one. Thanks so much for being here. I'd love to have you subscribe, do all that YouTube stuff. And I'll catch up with you in the next one. Bye for now.